From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. During the current term of the U.S. Congress, black lawmakers took a slew of positions of power. For example, James Clyburn of South Carolina was majority whip. There's one place where all the black congresspeople gather, that is the Congressional Black Caucus, or CBC. Until he resigned his office as senator, Barack Obama was a part of this powerful group. Now, with a new term of Congress looming, there's also a change of leadership at the CBC. The incoming caucus leader, announced just this week, is Congresswoman Barbara Lee of the 9th Congressional District in California. Congresswoman, welcome.
Good to be with you.
So you were just elected chairwoman of the Congressional Black Caucus. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Why did you want this position?
Well, I wanted to be chair of the Congressional Black Caucus for several reasons, but primarily, of course, our Congressional Black Caucus is an unbelievable institution within the House of Representatives that has consistently worked for change. Rightfully so, the Congressional Black Caucus is considered as the conscience of the Congress. And there are many, many tough issues and many challenges that are before us now, but this does provide a historic opportunity to come up with some very creative solutions. It's not going to be easy. We have many, many problems that the country is faced with, and we're going to have to just tackle them head on.
Are you willing to go up against the incoming president if you need to, if you disagree with his policies?
Well, first of all, let me just say President-elect Obama has run a magnificent campaign, and his agenda is an agenda that speaks to the aspirations of the American people. We're looking at how we have so much in common in terms of our overall agenda. And when you look at the economic downturn, the foreclosure crisis that's shattering the lives of millions of people, we're confident that once he's sworn in that we'll have some strong initiatives to really help the housing and foreclosure crisis. You know, Senator, President-elect Obama is a consensus builder. He's a unifier. And so I think that we're going to be unified on most of the issues.
You were the only person in Congress to vote against authorizing the use of force after the September 11th terrorist attacks. You thought it gave too much power to the president, that it was, in your words, a blank check. Now, President-elect Obama has long been a critic of the war, but he's set a certain timeline. Do you agree with his assessment that you could have a 16-month troop withdrawal? And how are you hoping to communicate with him about your feelings about the war?
As with all presidents, the Congressional Black Caucus, we've met with every president since I've been here, and that's for 10 years. And, of course, we intend to meet with President-elect Obama. But the president-elect was against the war in Iraq from day one. And he has said over and over again that he intends to end this in a very responsible way.
I want to know really what is your agenda, and by your, I mean the CBC, because a political contributor on our show this week, Ron Christie, said there's not a need for the CBC anymore. You've got a black man in the White House. Just wrap it up, folks. What do you say to that?
Well, let me first say we have many caucuses in the Congress. We have a Hispanic caucus, we have an Asian Pacific American caucus, we have a Congressional Black Caucus, we have a Congressional Progressive Caucus, which I served as co-chair for the last 4 years. We have the New Dems, we have the Blue Dogs. We have caucuses that represent the communities from which they come, but we come together as a unified body to work on the change that we all know must happen. And so I believe that we're going to maintain our caucuses and continue to work together because, you know, when you have strong caucuses, you have a stronger Democratic caucus. This is a democracy. We all have different ideas about how to accomplish our goals. But what's important is that, and we call this the Tri-Caucus, the Congressional Black Caucus, Hispanic Caucus, and the Asian Caucus, that we come together to look at the specific issues such as on health care reform. There are huge health disparities in communities of color in the United States. So we have to work together as a tri-caucus on a health care plan that recognizes those huge disparities as it relates to HIV and AIDS, diabetes, heart disease, asthma rates. And so there's a role and a very positive role for all of the caucuses in our Congress, including the Congressional Black Caucus.
All right. Congresswoman, great to talk to you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
That was U.S. Congresswoman Barbara Lee, the incoming chair of the Congressional Black Caucus. She represents California's 9th Congressional District.